Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. That is not Mannheim Steamroller, but it's an excellent selection. I love Dean Martin's voice. You can put it up a little bit there, Jason.
And my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
10:07, Jerry Bader Show, Jason's classic Christmas cut. At 10:06. It's normally a classic rock cut. It's Christmas cuts through December 24th. When we finally kiss goodnight. Although, you're not going to be here, are you, Christmas Eve? Neither am I. I'll have to leave marching instructions for Seth. My daughter's going to be filling in for you. She'll know what to do. You'll have to make sure she gets that, okay? That'll work out. All right. We have two copies left of Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated. We're going to do a Radio Jeopardy in just a couple of seconds here. I will say this. It has nothing to do with politics. Nothing. Jason's like, this has got nothing to do with nothing, because I didn't have a clue in the world. I bounce this off Jason, and it dropped with a thud. All right. Here is the Radio Jeopardy category. Sport and leisure. Oh, yeah, a listener just sent South Carolina getting rid of Obamacare. I have that. We'll get to that before 11 o'clock. We're going to get to a couple of Obamacare-related things before 11 o'clock. Radio Jeopardy category is sport and leisure. The Radio Jeopardy answer is this has plummeted from almost 9 million 30 years ago to about 2 million today. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy category is sport and leisure, which is actually a Jeopardy category every now and again. Radio Jeopardy answer is, this has plummeted from about 9 million some 30 years ago to about 2 million today. Remember to express your answer in the form of a question, response in the form of a question. To Todd in Coleman. Todd, go ahead.
What are baseball fans, Jerry?
Ah, that's a really good guess, but no, Todd, thanks a lot. Calling from my hometown. To Mike in Green Bay. Mike, go ahead.
What are sanctioned league bowlers?
Look at you. How the hell did you Google that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I heard that a long time ago.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Yeah, competitive bowlers, but obviously we will accept sanctioned bowlers. That's exactly what he's talking about. Wow. I mean, I even couched it a little bit. I
check
fudged
out the big brain on Mike, huh?
Hey. All right, hang on. Jason's got to tell you how you're going to get your book, okay?
Yep.
Well done, Mike. Well done. Yes. Actually, there's a story in today's Wall Street Journal about how bowlers' journals are going away because not enough people are bowling. A friend said, what are the number of people who play tennis? Now, that's another interesting story that I've never gotten to. The death of American dominance in tennis. That was a good guess, Chris. It really was. Because tennis, I mean, you've got the Williams sisters, but when you think of the American dominance of tennis in the 70s and 80s, when they were practically movie star celebrities, you don't have that today. Chris Everett, I could go on and on and on. But they even through McEnroe's era. You just don't have that today. That was a good guess. No, it's sanctioned or competitive bowlers. Jason and I, when I told him what it was, reminiscing watching it on Saturday mornings. My dad really enjoyed bowling. He wasn't good at it, but he really enjoyed it. And he did take me bowling several times. There was actually a bowling alley. Well, the bowling alley, I think, is still in Coleman, isn't it? I couldn't ask Todd that because I couldn't give the answer up. I don't know if it's still active. I know the bowling alley as a bar is there. I don't know if the lanes are still in shape. I have no idea. That was a big baby boom thing. It's on the cover of Sports Illustrated back in the 60s. The family bowling boom. It does still appear to be there. There's one in Pound? There's a bowling alley in Pound now? Let's see. No, I actually don't see. I don't see the Coleman one on there. Anyway, not important, Jason. Not important. But that was a big deal in the 60s. During the baby boom, bowling saw this huge growth. And that's actually what led to bowling being on ABC. You think it was a coincidence that it was on the network that had the American Bowling Congress? Or whatever that thing is. But it was, that was a huge, huge family sport. And the reality is families aren't as large as they are. Families aren't as close as they used to be. And they don't do family things that way anymore. They just don't. All right, I want to set this up. Jason, this was not on my agenda. Jason found this. ESPN reporter Heather Cox is getting a lot of criticism for an interview she did with Florida State quarterback Jameis. Is that how he pronounces his name? Jameis Winston. All I've ever seen is Winston in relation to this story. He was being investigated for alleged sexual assault. Now, I have said for years there is nothing more useless than the sideline reporter, be she female or be he male. You know, to me, I think one of the most useless things is the interview with the coach right before halftime. You know, when the coach is coming off the field. Coach, what do you have to do in the second half? Well, we have to play better. We have to allow fewer rushing yards. We have to score more points. I'm barely exaggerating there, Jason. They're usually that empty. And he's in a hurry. He wants to get to the locker room. I have no idea why the NFL does that. By the way, NCAA does it too. Okay. So then you get the post-game interview. You're supposed to ask questions like, well, when you were down 14 points, did you think you had a chance? No, I thought we were going to lose. In fact, I almost didn't come out for the second half. I mean, what the hell are you going to say? Well, Heather Cox apparently violated that rule. You're not supposed to ask tough questions. As I said, quarterback Jameis Winston was under a sexual assault investigation. She is getting criticized for ambushing Winston. I want you to listen to the interview. What is it? It's only about a minute and a half long, right? I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to get your thoughts on this. I'm not going to tell you what I think. Jason, go ahead.
You guys have been telling me you're not allowed to utter the words national championship. It was a taboo word. What's it like to finally be able to realize you can look ahead and you're going to the national championship? Oh.
We there now. We in there, but it ain't over yet. We in there now, though. We in there.
Jameis, what's the last month been like for you as news of the investigation was sharing headlines of your on-the-field performance?
It helped our team, because Florida State has been known for just taking the game off, but we came together. Everybody had my back. We knew that it was going to be on, and we knew that people was going to try to get us, and we did great.
What did you learn during the investigation?
I learned I got to get more mature. I got to get better at everything I do. I cannot let myself, I can't let our teammates can't let themselves think they're on this level. We got to be up here, and we got to keep going higher and higher and higher and get better every single day.
And on Thursday, after news was broken that the investigation was closed, Coach Fisher told us he told you that he has ultimate trust in you and that you just need to be you, and he'll take care of the rest. How much did that trust from your head coach help you?
I love him. I love him. We got to have that. That's how you have a successful team. That's how you do what we did today. We are trying to make history. We got to keep going.
And, Jameis, how come you decided not to talk during the process and on Thursday?
And he walks away, and that's the end of the interview.
Jameis, congratulations.
And that was that. Now, he seemed to roll with every question and didn't feel offended by every question until, why didn't you talk during the investigation? Which I thought was a stupid question. Nobody with a decent lawyer would ever, they wouldn't. I have a very specific thought on this, but I don't want to share it just yet. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Her job is to ask questions. She is being brutalized. His lawyer says she should apologize. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1017.
Jerry Bader Show.